This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run. Julian, Lynn and Sharitz here with you. Now, Petronas, the national oil company, and number 191 on 2017's Fortune 500 list, announced its fourth quarter results last week, a 21% decrease in the fourth quarter pre-tax profits to 14.3 billion. However, on a full year, they saw stronger profits rising 22% to 53 billion on the back of a 12% rise of revenue to 240 billion. So a lot of profits there, a very big company we're talking about here.
Yeah, so Petronas will be delivering a 54 billion ringgit in dividend to the government, including a special dividend of 30 billion for the year 2018. Now, the special dividends would be paid in tranches throughout 2019, having started in January. Now, last year, during the budget 2019 announcement, the government expected to receive special dividend of 30 billion ringgit from Petronas, bringing the federal government revenue to 261.8 billion or 17.1% of GDP for 2019.
So they've said that the special dividend will be sourced from the accumulated retained earnings of Petronas and will be utilised to fully settle the outstanding tax refunds estimated at about 37 billion ringgit, consisting of 18 billion in income tax and 19 billion worth of GST. So according to President and Group CEO Tan Sri Wan Zulkifli Wan Arifin, Petronas is well positioned to fulfil its commitment, having chalked up a 22% improvement in net profit for 2018.
Yes, 54 billion dividend in total, 30 billion in special dividend and 24 billion our normal dividend. In terms of confidence, yes, we are confident because before we make our commitment, before we declare these numbers, of course, we do that only when we are confident of being in a position to pay out this dividend. We are paying out in tranches throughout this year and actually we have started paying since January.
And that was Petronas President and Group CEO Tan Sri Wan Zulkifli Wan Arifin commenting about the dividends is going to pay to the government. Also, the fact that Wan Zulkifli expects oil prices to remain volatile in 2019. They said that they planned their operations with Brent at averaging at about $66 per barrel.
So on the capital investment front, Petronas will be ramping up its allocation 2019 to slightly above 50 billion ringgit compared to the 46.8 billion ringgit last year. It is anticipated an almost equal allocation to both its domestic and international ventures. However, Wan Zulkifli said its investment in Malaysia will still remain substantial.
In terms of CAPEX, traditionally, we have been around about 70-30. We have to allocate CAPEX to where the opportunity is. And in our case, we follow the geology. And it is a depleting resource. What you see is just the percentage. There's also the absolute number over the years has grown pretty significantly. So in terms of investment in Malaysia, I think going forward, that will definitely be significant investment.
So 46.8 billion capex Petronas spent last year, half 46% went overseas and 54% still in Malaysia. It was 5% more than the 44.5 billion spent in FY17.
Yeah, so for 2019, the upstream will get about 30 billion ringgit of Petronas' total capex, of which 15 billion will be spent domestically. Wan Zulkifli also added that Petronas will be venturing into the renewable energy space, which will take up some of its capital expenditure, and confirmed that Petronas is considering acquiring a majority stake in India-based Amplus Energy Solutions, so one of India's largest rooftop solar power producers. It's a deal that could be worth 1.5 billion ringgit.
Yeah, certainly the trend to be with alternatives getting very big as we become more concerned about the environment. But the other big thing as we head into the second parliamentary sitting for Pakatan Harapan is also on the Malaysian Act 1963, where Wan Zulkifli said that they will engage with Sarawak Petroleum on a working arrangement.
Yeah, and he said that this comes under the ambit of the Malaysian Act 1963. 1963. 60% of the country's total petroleum output for Sabah and Sarawak, but each receive only 5% of the oil revenue. Pakatan Harapan in its election manifesto promised to raise oil royalties to 20%, of which the distribution mechanism now is in dispute. The federal government has promised to restore the rights of Sabah and Sarawak as equal partners forming Malaysia in line with the ME63, and this will, you know, mean giving the two states more autonomy over several areas such as the oil and gas industry.
Okay, on to the other news. According to the Housing and Local Government Ministry, a draft of a special plan to assist the medium-income group in owning a house is expected to be completed in May. The plan is an extension of the B40 housing plan.
Yeah, so this is the talking about the housing shortage, right? So 7.5 million households versus less than 5.8 million available homes in 2016. This has forced consumers to opt for heavier prices or remain without their own homes. So the Pakatan Harapan government's national housing policy, which was launched in January for the B40, is a move aimed at countering this, and the draft plan for the M40 group is the next phase of this initiative.
Speaking of affordable housing, an opinion piece of the Singapore Straits Times noted that there is a shortage of affordable housing in Malaysia, with only a quarter of houses launched till March 2018 priced under 250,000. That's in ringgit, and this is contrasted with about 100 and close to 145,000 unsold homes, where with 80% of them were priced above 250,000. This resulted in a supply mismatch, with demand for affordable housing continue to outstrip supply, while property developers now face a glut of higher priced unit that they can shift.
Yeah, of course, producers will move towards where they can earn the most money, and the lower you price a house, the less you can pay for such things as materials and labor, and also the land acquisition price, which is getting very expensive in Malaysia, understandably. We have a problem here, right, guys?
We do. So according to the report, so an average home price in KL now is around 770,000 ringgit. In Selangor, it is close to 500,000 ringgit. And these prices are over 100% and 80% higher, respectively, than a decade ago. So most developers, it noted, had taken the nation's housing shortage as a signal to raise prices. The Financial Stability Review by Bank Negara said for the first half of 2018 that a mismatch in demand and supply was causing the increase in house prices. It's resulted in unsold units, uncompleted projects, and RHB property analyst Lung Kok Wen expects the rising prices trend to stop and house prices to fall in the new future.
So what's the definition of the M40? I mean, we've talked a lot about the B40, and correctly, the government has moved towards a direction that wants to support that B40 group. But M40, the household income is defined as between 5,000 and 10,000 ringgit. And also recently we saw EPF's Belanjawanku survey, which came to the conclusion that cost of living is very high, right? So with 5,000 to 10,000, the question is how the government is going to come up with a policy to help people, to help this group in owning houses. Because you're talking about market-driven sector here, right? Demand and supply. And if the government comes in, does that mean some degree of subsidy? And if you talk about a 500,000 home, then you're really talking about an installment payment, a mortgage payment of, let's say, 2,000 ringgit a month, right? Can a lot of households actually afford that, even if you're earning 5,000 to 10,000 ringgit with all the expenses that you have to spend?
Yeah, so that is still a big amount. I mean, considering a household with that sort of expenditure, they have to also include, you know, education for children and so forth. But I think another question besides that is whether or not it's, you know, the affordable homes, the lack of affordable homes that we've been speaking about, whether or not that is a correct sort of a picture that that we currently have, which is whether or not the demand is there to begin with, whether or not the lack of affordable homes that exist right now, whether or not there are people who are actually going for it. And
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I think the demand is definitely there. But whether the pricing is correct, in a related news, the real estate agencies believe it is difficult to achieve the 3 billion ringgit sale inventory that's right now aimed at by the government to move this and to clear this backlog that the property sector has through the home ownership campaign. And the real estate agents think that this is a really tough call to clear the 300 billion ringgit of inventory that exists in the housing sector right now. Okay, it's coming up to the 9 a.m. news. And after that, as usual, we will bring you news from Busan, Malaysia. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.